MTA Chairman Joseph Loda blamed the proposed increases on the costs for which the agency has no control, including debt service, pensions, energy, paratransit, and employee and retirement health care. He said they continue to increase beyond the rate of inflation. State Senator Stephen Saland of Poughkeepsie, a Republican, said the proposed Metro North increase is unwarranted as it's unnecessary. He said Hudson Valley residents and transit users, in his words, can no longer serve as the piggy bank for an agency that stands as the poster child for failed government operations. The MTA board will vote on the increases at its December 19th meeting and take effect March 1st of next year. Tolls and fares would also increase on buses, subways, bridges, and tunnels. The agency operates in New York City. For WAMC in the Hudson Valley, I'm Hank Gross.